So again, Hareze Mishalim Chemish Al Chemish. That you deny this Chemish and you swore false about it, when you swear false about the Chemish, that's like Karen, it's like a new Maisik Zela. And therefore, when you admit now that you swore false on that Chemish, not only do you have to pay back the Chemish, but a fifth upon that fifth also. Hareze Mishalim Chemish Al Chemish. Until the keren is not worth a sheva pruta, then there's no more chiyav hashava. Rashi says that she is mayit. Shimchaz avnasim lechaimish rishon. Venishba l'sheni v'hoidim mishalim chaim shav chaim shal chaim shay sheni. Chen yerlam. At she smayit a keren shechaimish shleichapul l'sheva pruta. As if the chaimish, if the keren is less than a sheva pruta, so then your kafira was not on a sheva pruta. Then you don't have to pay a fifth. You only have to pay a fifth is when you are kofer on a sheva pruta. I say you owe me a sheva pruta, and you say, no, I don't owe it to you. And you swear you don't owe it to him. And then later you admit that you really owe it to him, you have to pay him a fifth of the pruta. But if the kfira is less than a sheva pruta, then there's no din of a chemish. Now, so far, I was talking about my gezel. The Mishnah says, v'chein pitikodin. The same thing if I give you something to watch for me, and then I say, give it back to me. And again, you say, I gave it back to you, or you never gave it to me, and you swore false. And then later you admit that really, really you have it, you have the same halachis, that you have to go now and give it to me wherever I am. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Oy pikodim, oy b'shumas yad, oy b'gezel, oy yoshuk, es amisoy, oy lotz aveide b'chichash bo. Any one of these cases that you have somebody else's objects, and your chichash bo, you deny it, v'nishpa al sheker, and you swear that you don't have it, you didn't steal it, I never took it from you. You swear, and then later you yourself admit that no, really you took it, really you have it. You swear false. Halacha is Areza Mishalim Kerem V'Chaimish V'Yoshim. This is called Nasham Gzeilos. Then any one of these cases where you swore false, and then later you yourself admit, you have to pay Kerem Chaimish, and also you have to pay. You have to bring a Korban Hashem. Shumas Yad Rashi says that's Halvo. Rashi says Oyash Oyeshik as a Misoy. That's Tzcha Socher. If you have a worker, somebody works for you, and you're supposed to pay him $10. At the end of the day, you deny it, you say you never worked for me, or else you say I paid you up, and again you swore, and it came out of Sheker, you have this halacha. Or else halvo, shumas yad vashad that halvo, I lent you money, and then you deny it, you swear false, and then you admit that you swore false. That's the halacha, you have to pay back a keren, a chemish, and a noshem, and we have this special halacha, the Mishnah says then, you have to take the money to the nigzal, wherever he is. So Gemara says like this. The Mishnah's mashma, when you steal from somebody, then nishpaloi. You also swore false that you didn't take his. But then you have to go and return it to him wherever he is. Mashma though, nishpaloi in. But loi nishpaloi loi, mashma if you did not swear to it, then you don't have to return it to him wherever he is. In other words, Rashi, loi nishpaloi, Rashi says, loi boi lohoi lechachrov ad demoti liyodei. You don't have to return it till it receives in his hands. Like if you stole from somebody, and then later we catch you, not that you swore false, just we caught you. So then the loch is avadir is the mitzvah of heshiv esakzela, but then I don't have the chiyah badafka to bring it into your hand wherever you are. Grace, either you come and get it, or else I'll put it in your reshus with a shliach, but I don't have the special chiyah then to give it to you directly. So Mar says, Mani, who does our mishnah go like? The chura loy rabbi tafin v'loy rabbi akiva. Titanya, because we weren't like this. Gozal echod mechamisha. One person stole from five people. We don't know which person you stole from. You went into the office and you took out a $100 bill, and we don't know from who. There were five people that you don't know from who you stole it from. All five people say, you stole it from me. So what do you do now? So it says here, the Gazan has the right to say, listen, you fight it out. I stole $100. Here's the $100 bill back. I'm putting it down here. Each one of you says it's yours. So you fight it, and the Gemara in Bamesiyah says the Machlekes what you do exactly. Once pshat is the heimunach hashiyav yeliyo, not the pshat is they have a right to grab it, but we put it down and we keep it until the liyo anovi comes and he'll give it out. That's what the Tafen holds. Rabbi Akiva Raima says no. Rabbi Akiva Raima loizu derech moitziyosim edei avera. That's not the way you're going to free yourself from an avera. Lemaisa, you made a maisik zela, and you don't know from who, and it's a question of five people. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says the way you're going to free yourself, the way you have your kapor is, achi yeshalem gzeilo l'chol echod v'yechod. You have to go and take $100 bill and give it to every one of them. You have to give five bills to these five people. Each one you have to give a bill to. Rashi says, achi yeshalem l'chol echod, tahashova liyod abinan. That's Rabbi Akiva's svara. Oh, hashova has to be, this could be an afkamina. That's called hashova liyod. You have to return it to him directly. That's not coming down. This is also the case of Chiddush of our Mishnah. A regular Gzeilah is without a Shavua, it would be enough like Reb Tarfon. Just put the Gzeilah down, whoever it is, you come and take it. But now we have in our Mishnah a special Chiddush by a Shavua that you have to return it to the hand of the Nigzal, so then the Loch is like a Bekiva, that you have to give it to everyone separately. So Gemara says now, let's see, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? If our Mishnah goes according to Reb Tarfon, Afa Gav Di Yishtaba. Reb Tarfon doesn't make any chlukim. Reb Tarfon says in all cases, that meniach gzeila b'deimu mistalik. Reb Tarfon always says, all you have to do is just put down the gzeila, that's all. Shrashi leboi yantu ili yodei. Pesag meniach lefona shrei habaylam shamu. Yeah. The baylam are there, so chur, Reb Tarfon doesn't make a difference whether you swore false or not. So our Mishnah that says when you swear false, that you have to return it to the yad of the owner, that's not like Reb Tarfon. So then, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, then no, afagav de lo yishtaba. Rabbi Kiva says this story even though the Gazlan did not swear false. Omar achi shalang zela lochalechad biyechod. Rabbi Kiva Stam says, that's the way you make the mitzvah sashesh of a sagzela. So, love that, of course, you swore false. Rabbi Kiva's lashon is, loizu adech matziosim adei avera. Lemaisu, you did an avera, you stole, so now you don't know who to return it. You have to give back to every one of them the money. So you see, according to Rabbi Kiva, even without a shvua, you have to give back to all five. So our mission, that's mashma, there's a special halacha, when you swear false and then you're moida, that you have to give it back to the yad of the bailim, who does our mishnah go like? Alright, turn over. Gemara says like this, L'yerlam really, I tell you, Rabbi Akiva, I'll tell you our mishnah go according to Rabbi Kiva. And then Achnami, Vechi Ka'omer Rabbi Akiva, when does Rabbi Akiva say as Alocha, Shishalim Zedel Lechalechad V'yechad, that you have to pay back the money to everyone separately, Hechad Yishtabahu, Tikomer. And Achnami, Rabbi Akiva also only said it when the Gazlan swore. Whereas you stole $100. Then the people come to you and say, listen, you stole my money and you swore I never did a thing, I didn't steal it. And then you admit that you stole it. In such a case, Rabbi Tarfon says, now that there's a question from who you stole it, and there are five people involved, so here there's a new pasuk. The Gemara says, "My timer, what's the reason?" The Yom Akro, the pasuk says, "La sher hu loy yitnenu biyom hashmosoi." So the person that deserves it, you have to give it back to him when you do your kapara. So nukzeras akosuvi enachanami. It's only with a shvua. When the Gazlan swore false, then we have this new pasuk, "La sher hu loy yitnenu," that you have to return it to him. So in the case that you don't remember from who you stole, and five people are here complaining it was from them, you have to return to every one of them the $100. Rabbi Tarfon says no, afagav di ishtaba, Rabbi Tarfon knows even though you swore false, still, either the posik, what does Rabbi Tarfon do with the posik? Ovid Rabbona Takanta, in the Chama, Rabbi Tarfon agrees with me, right, it should be that way, just Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon knows Rabbona made a takon over here. So Rashi says, takon is hashovim. Because otherwise people will be afraid to do tshuva. Like if they know I'm going to have to pay five bills, I won't do tshuva. So like this Rabbanu made a takon, made it easy for the Gazlan to do tshuva, that just put down your one bill here, and we'll take care of it. Rashi says, Ovid Rabbanu, Deneis v'lishliach bezdin, v'yetachas yodim at shiyove nigzav yitlenu. Titania would learn like this, Rebbe Lezeb, Rebbe Tzadik Oymer, Takone gedoyla hiskinu, the man has big takon over here. Shem hoiso hoitso yisera la keren. Let's say the hoitso. In other words, if you're going to have to go take a trip to Japan to pay back the $10 you stole, it's going to cost much more than the whole trip. So it means hoitso, if the airfare is going to be yisera la keren, so mishalem keren v'chaymish the bezdin. Or maybe Yashomer Meschapeloi. That's what kind of the maid. Just go to your bezdin in your city and give him the $10 now that you owe, and that's it. Because otherwise people won't do tshuva. So kids, that's the new takono that the bezdin made. For Rabbi Akiva says like this, Ki Ovid Rabbona Takanto Hechid Diyoda Laman Gazlei. When did Rabbona make this takono that you don't have to pay the airfare, you don't have to go yourself? Only in the case when we know for sure from who you stole the money. So then give it to a Shliach Bezdin, and the Shliach Bezdin somehow will get the money to him. They'll take care of it. But in the case of Gozel, Lechad Mechamishav, in this case, where you stole from one of five people, we do not know from who, that just giving it to a Shliach Bezdin is not enough here. Because the money, for sure, like we'll never know for sure that the money will get back to the original owner, because we don't know who was the one. So here, lo yavad rabbana takanta. Here, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, rabbana didn't make the takana. Here, the halacha is you have to pay up the five bills. In the case, the airfare, that could be everybody agrees. You won't have to go spend the hoitzos to go pay it back and give it over to Shliach Beis Din. The Igam Achleikis is, though, when there are five people involved, here Rabbi Kiva says, we have to make sure to have your kapara, that the person you took it from gets it back, and here where we have a doubt about five people, the only way is to give it to all five. Mosiv Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Rav Huna Bar Huna, we're going to ask a question like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, Lenech Luku Rabbi Tafan Rabbi Kiva, Al Shaloka Chechot Mechamisha. Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Kiva don't argue in a case. Al Shaloka Chechot Mechamisha. We took it from five people. V'yeinu Yedei Yemezim Em Lokach. You don't know from who you took it. That what Shemeniach Demei Mekach Beinehem. That you just put down Demei Mekach in between them. Umistalik, and you can go away, and here there's no machloikis. So again, if you bought, echad mechamisha, one person bought from five people, then you day amazing, you don't know from who you bought it from. So put down the money, b'neim, umistalik, go away. In the case of a mechira, that's all you have to do. Rashi d'chivin aleki surah, there's no isra involved. Sagle b'hochi, to like siv la sherhu loyel b'mokim shechota d'boy kaporo. Only when you made a ma'isa gezela, then the pasuk says ashechota ashehuloi, you have to return to the person himself. But over here, like you went into a store and you bought something, you didn't do an issa. You just now, the question is, who do you have to give the money to? And there's a doubt to five people which one deserves the money. So in such a case, they both agree, just put down the money b'neim, and the bez and the chleif will have to have something kona how they'll get it umistalik. Alman nechleku, where is the machleikis? Shegozel, we did an avera. You stole from one of five people. Put down the money between them, that's also enough. Now, Rabbi Kiva is only talking about where first you swore false, where you made the shvur sheker, so, mali lokach, mali gozel. Then what's the difference if it's only a question of a sale, demei mekach, that there you said there's no avera, or whether it's a gezel? Even by demei mekach also there's an avera involved. If we're talking about that you swore false, and then you admit that's where Rav Tafra from Kiva says is in, so what should be the difference between the mechira? If you swore false by the mechira, it's also called an avera. V'yoyt secondly, mosiv rova. Once I have a story with a chosid echod, she lokach mishnei ben yodim, he bought something from one or two people, he forgot from which person he bought, he forgot who he has to pay the money back. Just put the money down between two of them and that's enough. You know, you're not going to get away until you pay both of them. Says he clearly, even by mechira, even by a mekach, Rabbi Kiva also says you have to pay back to both of them. Not like you said before. So what do you want to answer me now? That we're talking about here you swore false. That's why Rabbi Kiva says you have to pay back. If so, chosid mi mishtaba b'shikra. We're talking about a ma'isah b'chosid echad. Does the chosid swear false? If the guy's a chosid, he's not swearing false. So again, you see clearly Rabbi Kiva said his swara even where there's no shavua involved. Because as a ma'isa with the chosid didn't swear. Maybe you want to tell me what's so shver. I'll tell you like this. Maybe this person yesterday was not a chosid yet. Yesterday was Tam Yid. And yesterday he swore false. For Hodar. And then he did tshuva. And when he did tshuva, he did such big tshuva, heavy chosid. Now he turned into a chosid. So maybe that's the case over here. But maybe yesterday he swore false. So this chosid has to pay back now today. For the Mar says, no, that can't be. At least here it can't be. Whenever in the Gemara it's brought down a ma'isa with a chosid echad, you know who that is. Oy Reb Yehuda ben Baba, Oy Reb Yehuda Rebbe Eloi. So kitza, these chasidim here, these two, for sure did not swear false. So kitza, we have a clear right that Rebbe Kiva says as halacha, even without a shavua, also you have to pay back to both of them. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, Nima says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Chassidim Nimikore Hevei. They were Chassidim from before. We can't say that yesterday they were false, and today they became Chassidim. So what you do, they were Chassidim from before already. So the kids, you see clearly, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you have to pay back to both of them, even without a Shavua. Elo the Gemara says like this, Elo Liyel Matei Rabbi Tafin, he goes according to Rabbi Tafin, this mice over here. And Umoy de Rabbi Tafin, Eichedi Shtaba. Rabbi Tafin is the one that agrees where you swear false. Rashi says, "If Tafni Masdisan Diktoni Nishba, Di Rabbi Kiva Filo Nishba." That's what he's answering now. About the Al Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Tafin. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, we just brought two good proofs that even without a Shavua, whenever you make a Maisik Zelo as a problem, who to pay the money back to, even by a Mekach, you have to give it back to both of them. Anytime you have a doubt with money, Rabbi Kiva says you have to give back to both of them. Just our Mishnah that says only by a Shavua goes according to Rabbi Tafin. Omoydu Rabbi Tafin Echidi Ishtava. Even though Rabbi Tafin says in the Braisa, you just put the money down and let them take care of it. You are free with one payment. That's the only way you didn't swear false. But our Mishnah telling us a Chiddush that when you swore false, then you have to pay back to both of them. My time and what's the reason? The Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, La sherhu lo yitzenenu b'yom HaShmosai. That b'yom HaShmosai, the day that you did a chet, that you swore false, now it needs a bigger hashava. Here the hashava has to be directly to the person that you stole it from. And if you have a doubt, you have to pay back to all five of them. For Rabbi Kiva, Afagav d'loy mishta b'konis. Rabbi Kiva also agrees, Midi Yirai sits only when you swore false. But Rabbi Kiva, there's a kanas, even without a shvuah. Rabbi Tafin, Michti, Heichad di Mishtaba loy sagi de loy hoida. So that's there. It's not a Mishtaba kash. Rabbi Tafin, Michti, let's see. Heichad di Mishtaba, when he swore false, loy sagi de loy hoida. It has to be in a case that he admitted. Rashi says, the kapora vi yishov in the kroa al hoida ksiv, the ksiv beges lager, vi svadu al chatosim. The Pasuk is talking about that you admit that you swore false, that you come to do tshuva. So Rabbi Tafin is saying that when you now mishta, when you swore false, you have to pay back. It's talking about where you moida. So Meretz Kash like this. Rabbi Tafin mishti eichad the mishtav lesagi to lehoida ma'ir v'nishba. So why does the mishtav say swore false? Afilo b'lei shvua nam, even without a shvua. The Tanya will learn like this. Moida Rabbi Tafin. Rabbi Tafin himself agrees that b'yoma when the gazlan himself wakes up and says, b'yoma l'shnayim gozalti echad mikem. Mono, v'eni yedei eizim mikem, neitzin lezem mono lezem mono. This is the Mishnah Ba'mitzia. That Rabbi Tafin himself agrees that if the Gazman himself wakes up and by himself comes to admit that I stole from one of two people, and I don't know from which one of them, I have to pay to both of them. See, if by Shavua is also only where you're being made, you have to pay to both. So why, Dafka, by Yeshua, even without a Shavua, also you have to pay back?